Today's daf in Masechet Chulin is daf Samach. We're holding at the bottom of Nun Tet Amud Bet, three lines up. Omar LeKesar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Another one of these interesting stories of the Kesar who constantly challenged Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Be'ina Dirchze Le'Elohechu. I insist on seeing your God. Omar Le'Lo Matzita Chazita Le. There's no way you'll be able to see him. Omar LeYivra. Oh, indeed I shall. You deny nothing to Caesar. Chazinale. Also, look at Ladino Bikufas Tammuz. So he says, stands him in the middle of the summer up against the sun. He says, okay, now look at the sun. Normally, stackle bit. Omale, lo matzina. Omale, it's ridiculous. You can't even look at the sun. I mean, the sun is just like a cheapo, one of his mishamshin. So, Yuma, the Chad mishamshin, the Kaimakamu Kuchibrichel, sort of an average kind of star. You know, you want to take a look at the Shekhinah. The sun lo matzina listakila beishkin lo koshike. Omele kesel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Another occasion, having been suitably impressed, he says, okay, b'yandat zivet le'naam le'lo'echo. I insist on making a meal for your God. Omele lo matzita, no way you can do it. Am I, and why not? Nefishe chovate. He's got an awful large people around him, groups around him that do his bidding. Omarle Ivra, oh, indeed, I can manage. I insist. Omarle's Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya told him, okay, so look, the only place you're going to have a large enough area is Pok Tzavit Legida Deravita, Deravicha Alma. What you need to do is you go to the edge of the river of the Ravita, and over there there's a very wide place as the river used to spread out. There's a lot of space. So that's, maybe over there you'll have enough space. So Torach Shita Yarchikaita. See, he works all summer long. And at the end of the summer, there's this big storm, and at the Zika, the wind comes along, and Kanche Leyama brings the whole thing into the sea. So he starts again, all winter long, he prepares the Suda, spending millions. Torach Shita Yarchikaita. And then the rain starts, Otu Mitve Tave Biyama, washes everything into the ocean. Omale, my high, what's going on? I mean, this is a way to treat somebody who's bringing you a suda. Omale, what do you mean? That was just the maintenance crew. You know, first came the sweepers, and then came the floor washers. They also have to eat, no? I told you there's a lot of people. I mean, it's just the introductory crew. Then the real guests are going to show up. Omale, oh, forget it. I give up. I can't afford this. Omale bat kesel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Kesel's daughter also was a bit cynical, so she tells Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, you know, they say your Lord is a carpenter. You know where we heard that one. Eloecha nagru, dechtiva mekareva mayim aliyotav. So if he's such a good carpenter, could you ask him? I mean, I just need one little thing. I need a spinning spool. So emale denavid lichadam asturita. Omar l'chay, please, I'll be happy to ask him. Boy Allah rachme, v'in got, it was b'vakesh in his tefillah, she got tzarat, because she got tzarat, utva b'shukad Rome. They put her down in the middle of the marketplace of Rome, v'yayive le'masterita, and they gave her a spinning spool, d'avinahigi d'chol d'manga b'romi, yovo le'masterita v'yoti b'shukad v'satar dolali, k'yech d'lichzin yish v'l'boy rachme yoy. The minhag was that anybody that got tzarat in Rome, they would give a spinning spool to. They would sit in the middle of the market, and they would sit and spin spools of threads. And everybody who walked by would see, ay, 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 nabach, they must be ill. That way they would know they're in the cancer ward, and they would be mavakish tefillah for them. So this is what they did to the daughter of the Caesar, because she was also ill. So one day, Yumachad, one day, he comes by, and of course, it was a perfect opportunity. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya walks by. There she is, and she's spinning threads in the middle of the large shuk in Rome. Amarla, so he says to her with the same cynicism, oh, lovely spinning spool that my God gave you. You like it? Shapirta masterita di avilechaloi. Amarla, can you do me a favor? Should ask him, maybe he would take it back. Please let him take back what he gave me. Oh, no. Our God only gives. He doesn't know how to take, you know. So, Allahati dan mev yav mishkala shakil. You're a bit too late for that. Omer Rav Yehuda, Shor Karsatana Parsata, Rav Reshev Rav Ginuvte, Vichilufe Bechamra. We're talking about the Arya, the Veiloi, and the various strange animals. So meanwhile, we're going to get now into the sugya of Maisa Bereishis, that is Nogia, the Mekares of these animals. So, first of all, the general description of a shor is that it has a large belly, and it also has a large foot. So it has a large keres and a large parasot. It has a large head, Rav Reshev, Rav Genufte, and has a long tail. And Chilufa Bechamra. Now, a chamor is exactly the opposite. Small head, small feet. It's got a short tail. The main nafkamina. The nafkamina is if somebody sells a city slicker a shor and it looks like a chamor, don't buy it. It's probably a chamor. So it's l'mega chalamemka. But this brings us to Rav Yehuda's important maimer for us. From Rav Yehuda. Shor shikriv adam rishon keren achat hayta lo b'mitzcho. Adam rishon shor had only one, it was a unicorn. It had one horn. Shnemar vatetev l'ashem mishor par makrin mafris. So that, the Adam rishon originally, his vision of Maisa Bereishis was without dualism. There were no two different ways of doing things, the left and the right, chesed and din. Everything was miyuchad, and therefore the animal that he brought was a unicorn, which all over the world is a symbol of perfection and of unity. And that's Yibendayik in the Pasuk, because it says, Makrin or Mafris. So I understand, what kind of deik in the Pasuk? Makrin is two horns, Makrin. Makrin tarti mashma. Omrim nachma, no, but the yud is only a kri, it's not a chtiv. If you take a look at the Pasuk, it says Makrin. Makrin is a single horn. Furthermore, Vam Rav Yehuda, Shor Shikriv Adam Rishon, Karnav Kodmot Leparsotav, Shenamar Vatetev LaHashem Mishor Par, Makrin Mafris, first Makrin. So the shor that Adam Rishon brought, as opposed to a normal shor, which grows gradually, which takes time to develop, and which only after it's fully mature develops its horns, Adam Rishon's shor, its horns were developed first, even before its parasot. Again, on the mythical level, it means that it came out of the ground, so to speak, with its horns up. But as we'll see the real meaning of what he's intending to say in a moment. So first, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Because it says the shor that was makrin and mafris, which is a strange way of describing a shor, because first it should be mafris and then makrin. So you see that this was a unique case, that it was makrin bereisha and then mafris. Now, this is a riot to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because the real intent of the Maimer is that the entire story of Adam HaRishon, just as the Shor had only one that had unicorn, the entire story of Adam HaRishon is the story of the Bria in its full potential, not as part of the process of the development. There was no process. We've spoken many times that the whole story of Gan Eden, the concept of process that we have, of the evolutionary process, developmental process, even of something as simple as embryological process, just developing a baby, didn't exist. As the Gemara says, in order to have a child in Gan Eden, you simply had intercourse, and the child popped out of nowhere. So, Shnayim Olu L'mita V'Arba Yordu. So, where was the time that it took? I mean, it takes time. But that time was not in Gan Eden. The same thing was true over here. All of the things that we see, that everything happens gradually and that everything's part of a process and that it can't be rushed and so on, that has nothing to do with the world of Gan Eden. So Mela, the Hashlama of the Bria in terms of one Karen, as opposed to the dualism that we live with, didn't exist there. So it was a unicorn. And what it was that he was being makriv was the concept of a shor in its entirety and its perfection. And this is a riot to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says. The whole point of the story of Maisa Bereishis is to give over the sense that kol ma'aseh bereishit bekomatam nivro, bedatam nivro, betzivyonam nivro, was created in its entirety. So it was completely whole. It was standing already in its full development. Bedatam, it was involved in its own creation. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elsewhere Rashi says HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked each thing that would be created, do you wish to be created? And they agreed that this is what they wish to be. They want to exist. And the tzivyonam, it was also in their own particular tzura, so that each animal, each being, each star, each planet, chose what it was, so that it's involved, it becomes the essence of what it actually physically evolved into. And all of this were medayik from the word, So Lashon of Tzivyonam. So Rashi understands Tzivyonam is all of these things separately, because Tzvi, first of all, is beauty. Right? So the beauty, Tzvi Tiferet. So beauty includes the fullness of development. It has to be, it has to look whole and be mature and be, I mean, what's a shore if it doesn't have beautiful karnayim and so on. But it's Tzvi means also desire. So the Tzvi means must be that there was a Ratzon. And Tzvi also means the beauty of the thing in its Tzura. It's what it is that it wants to be. So it means Das, it means Bechira, it means beauty, it means fullness, it means wholeness, and so on and so forth. The Aruch understands, it does bring over here, that the Lashon of Tzivyonam really is just a Lashon of Yofi. But Yofi includes intelligence. Yofi includes its full development physically. Yofi includes its full maturity and so on. So that a thing in its glory is in its full das, and therefore includes these concepts. Maybe you won't take it as far as Rashi does with the Derech of the Gemara, that they actually responded in advance to their own Abu, which obviously the entire import is that we're talking about something that's outside of time and outside of development. You can't talk to something before it exists and ask if you want it to exist, obviously. Dorash Riva Chanina Bar Papa. Yi Chavod Hashem Leolam Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asav. Once we're already on the topic of the involvement of Ma'ase Bereishis in its own creation, which of course is central to the understanding of the whole meaning of Masechet Chulin, the way that animals and humans relate. So then, we need to take a look at the fascinating pasuk in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has simcha in Ma'ase Bereishis. We need to identify what was that simcha when it says b'ma'asav. Pasuk says, Sar HaOlam Amro. Now this pasuk was said by the Sar HaOlam. The Sar HaOlam is the Malach Matat. There's also Chanoch. And the Sar HaOlam said this pasuk at a particular moment in which it became clear that Ma'ase Bereishis is making its own way and was not functioning according to a program that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given it. And when did that appear clearly in the story of Bereishis? B'sha'ash amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'minehu be'ilanot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tat she'oretz desh esev azri azera etz pri esev pri l'minei asher zaro ba'loretz v'yichin. But when it came to the tzivui of Tachar, it's Desha. It doesn't say a word about to its kind, according to its kind. There's no words about species. And yet, in the actual pasuk that describes the coming out of the Desha, it says that each grass came out according to its species. How did that happen? So, what happened was that Nasu Desha'im Kavachom Rebatzma, basically, the overall Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, that there should be such a thing as genetic integrity, which turns in terms of our mitzvahs into the mitzvah of kilayim, as we'll see. It's an agel halacha, this sugya. So that kilayim is basically the tzivui that relates to the evolutionary development of the protection of the information of each species, which, by the way, took a very long time. In other words, in the original early stages of evolution, there was no protection of information, which allowed just free swapping of molecules. And that's the reason that we have so many different life forms embedded in our own cells, because it was easy to grab a piece of information here, a piece of information there, and you simply spliced it together. Then, that's why it was be'ilanot. The ilanot were a higher form already of development. So Kadosh Baruch only insisted that take place at that stage. But lemaisa, I mean, obviously, as life becomes more and more complex, there's more and more very sensitive mechanisms for providing control over too much information confusion, which will destroy. That's why you get one sperm that can penetrate and then immediately have a reaction in the ovum that completely protects against even instantly any other penetration. So there's no such thing as coming out biruvia. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so to speak, L'mineu b'ilonot, said that the Shem made a kavachom, if ultimately Yiretzonot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been Birvuvia, and that the world should be just a mixed form of life, you know, with all of its information constantly confused. So why was it that Vaisabrachus includes this protection when it comes to Ilanot? Not to mention the fact that it's a Kal Vachomer. Umay Ilanot Shein Darkan, let's say, Pirvuvi Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemineihu. I mean, a tree is a darn big thing. It doesn't easily mix with other trees and get confused. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makbid. So, Onu Alachat Kama VeKama. I mean, if we are going to be Yotzi Birvuvia, there won't be any way to identify one species, another species, all one big mix-up. Miyad Kol Echad VeEchad Yatzal Lemino. And therefore, the Pasuk says, Leminehu by the Shayim, in the Yetzia, but not in the Tzivui. At that moment, Patach Sar Olam V'Amar Yichvad Hashem LeOlam, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covenant in Ma'aseh Bereishis, Yismach Hashem B'Ma'aseiv, that the Ma'aseh Bereishis itself absorbs the Rotzon Hashem and expresses itself throughout with his Rotzon. This becomes, of course, the Sherish ultimately of Purim, in which Rebbe Vatzalayam Odiyadim Mimakom Acher. It comes from exactly the same thing. It's Bria is embedded with the Ritzenu of HaKadosh Baruch. So now, La Alocha, Boy Ravina, Yirkiv, Shnei Deshaim, Zel Gabi Zel. According to Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Mal, since Ali Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa is being medayik that this was entirely a Kal Vachomer that Yedeshaim made for themselves, what would be the implications, Alocha Lamaisa, for genetic manipulation? Because Lamaisa Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't say not to mix genes when it came to these species. But they decided on their own. So now, the mitzvah in Deresh to come of Kilayim, does that reflect the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis, or does it affect the way in which Ma'aseh Bereishis expressed itself? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that in the end. It was Ratzon Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So mao. Kiven deloch tiv bo lemineu, lo mechayim. So do we say that because it doesn't say in the tzivui, that means, okay, now you want to be careful, you be careful. But I'm certainly not telling people the diarists that they can't manipulate genes. Or do we say, given these kimi dayu, since their master, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to the Deshoyim, and that's Yichved Hashem Le'olam. So it's as if it was ki'ilu, it's keman techtibu lemino. Take. Now, Lamaisa Zemachlokas Mishonim, what exactly is the issue of him? Isn't there a Beferesh Isser in Kilayim? I mean, why are we... You can't mix different vegetables with each other. You can't mix trees with each other. You mark one elan with another elan. So obviously, in the vegetable kingdom, Kilayim is an Isser. So why are we asking this? Isn't it a Diorita? So the various Mishonim have different approaches. Some taina that the Isser of Kilayim is only on things like trees and Zerune Gina. Things that you actually use seeds and you plant. The Shayim are not things that people plant, and therefore there was no, those are the naturally occurring things. They don't spread with seeds that you collect usually. They spread with their own almost invisible seeds. And that, the Torah didn't aser. Some suggest that maybe the question of here was only for B'nai Noach. Because since by B'nai Noach, there's an Isser of Kilayim that derives from Et Kukotai Tishmor. Whoa. Whew. Good. Ay. So there it's from Chukim Shechakakti Lechakvar. That's the Chukosai. So that's Chukosai Tishmoru in Be'em Techalot Arbiya Kelayim and so on. So the only mocker for a Benayah is that he's supposed to be Zohar with what appeared in Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Chukim Shechakakti Lechakvar, which, by the way, is a beautiful insight into the nature of Kelayim, because basically the Gemara is saying that the dinim of Kelayim are actually Chukim in Ma'aseh Bereishis. So those are the things that we see. So the question is that defined by how we experience Ma'aseh Bereishis? And we experience this genetic control as being almost absolute in all things except for viruses and some of it. Like this, it's very, very Nufuts throughout all the life forms that we encounter? Or is it only in those things where the Torah was Megala that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specified that it has to be this way? Okay, that's the Shaila that the Gemara is asking over here. Lamaisa, as the Meiri brings, Mumater even for Yisrael, that's how clear it is that we paskin like those Rishonim that say that it's a matter of things that we don't usually play with their seeds, the Torah didn't asser a genetic manipulation. Lamaisa, the Gemara leaves it here with a take. Reb Shimon ben Pazi Rami, once we're already on the topic of the original tzivui in Maaseh Bereishis, and then the way that Maaseh Bereishis ends up being, and that is different, there's another very striking, there's a number, but at first we'll take the most striking of them. And Reb Shimon ben Pazi points out a contradiction in the pasuk. On the one hand, it says, Vayasel im eshnei ha-me'orot ha-gidolim. So apparently there were two bright bodies in the sky. And then it says, Beferish gidolim, and then it says that what came out was ha-me'or ha-gadol, that ha-me'or ha-katan. I mean, how can you say shnei ha-me'orot ha-gidolim? And then say the same breath, the big one and the little one. Must be that we understand that this was part of an interaction that took place after the tzivui. So initially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intent was the Shnei HaMe'orot HaGidolim. And what happened was that Amra Yareach Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Natosis points out that in the Torah, the word Yareach is masculine. Like we find by Yehoshua, Yareach Amat. Amot, so it's Amat. But I mean, that's all the Tosfos says. Lamaisa, that is a profound comment, because the entire meaning of the Gemara is to create the feminine aspect of the moon, which is why we're bedafka going out of our way to use the feminine. Because the whole problem over here was the relationship of the mikabelet, the moon as female, and this became, of course, expressed afterwards in the problems of the relationship between male and female humans, or throughout the entire structure of evolution and reproduction. So initially, the Areach says, Lashon Nekeva, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam, Efshel Shnei Melachim Sheishtamshu B'Keter Echad. And how is this supposed to work? That there should be two separate entities that should be under one crown. Omar La L'Chiyum Yatiyat Atzmeich. Okay, so you're right. Make yourself small. Now, this, of course, is completely different than the way they say it over in the school. All the kids know this, that the Yareach was so silly and was jealous of the sun. I mean, obviously, that's not the point. Because I tell you something that is correct. You agree. So you tell me that I should go and meet that spi. I mean, that's absurd. Oh, my love, well, look, there's really nothing to do about this, but how about if L'chiyum shol b'yom of alayla? You can have your malchus. You'll be visible in the day and the night. The sun will never be visible in your period. Amrale, what's that big? That means no difference to me. My revute, shraga b'tira mayani. It's like lighting a candle in the middle of the afternoon. Who's even going to notice that the moon's up there? You're not doing me anything. Now, obviously, what really... the response over here was, indeed, because she said Davar Hogun. And nothing to do with her being jealous. It had to do with the fact that she was aware of something that the sun wasn't aware of. But that awareness itself is Mechayev being Mayat itself. Just like always, Tznius is a function of awareness. So the more that someone has something and is aware of where that, what that implies as being separate, the more you have to be Tznua and be Bosh. So it's true that it's unfair. I mean, does it make sense to say that the greater I am, the smaller I should be? But that's the way it is across my separations. The greater you are, the smaller you have to be. And that's ultimately what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the moon, but it doesn't help. But we'll see. He says it in a way that the Gemara hides, of course. So Amarla, Zil, Limna Bach Yisrael, Yomim, Vishonim, listen, you're very special. It's always going to be an announcement of Rosh Chodesh, and it's all going to be based on you, and I'll count the number of, count the year based on the Hashlam of the number of months. Omrale, so she said, no, I mean, what does that say? Miyucha to me? Yumanami, Yevshin Lamani Beit Kufata, Tichtiva Yula Totul Mohadim, Layamim Lashanim. It says both of us, Vayula Tot. I mean, we have to keep the Tkufa based on the sun. In the end, we're going to manipulate the months to work out according to the sun, the seasons. Okay, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen. And here's where it gets closest to the underlying issue. Zil. Likru tzadike bishmerich. Let all the tzadikim be known as you are known. Yaakov HaKatan, Shmuel HaKatan, David HaKatan. Each one of these, the greatest of Klal Yisrael, were dafka defined by being katan. Why do you think that is? Because, indeed, it's a sign of greatness to be small.
Napoleon.
That's something the opposite syndrome. Chazya delokam yatva daita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sensed that the realities of these existential realities are painful, and that there's no way that this contradiction is something that can be absorbed by a being. A being wants to be, and the very fact that the more you are, the less expressive of that being, in a sense, you can be, is an internal contradiction to what it is to be created. Amara Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay. Haviu alai kapara shemiyat tiyatayareya. So if that's the case, you bring, Klal Yisrael should bring for me a korban every Rosh Chodesh, for this fact that I had to make the moon small. V'hainu diyom ribshim ibn lokish banishtanes sa'ir shal Rosh Chodesh, shinema bo la Hashem. The only time that we find in any of the Seirei HaMusafim, Seir Yizim Echad L'Chatas L'Hashem. Never says L'Hashem. He brings Seir Yizim L'Chatat. Here it says L'Hashem. It means L'Hashem means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So bring it. For Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Seir Zeh of Rosh Chodesh, which is for the failure of the moon or the beginning of its renewal. This is the time to bring a Kapor Al Shemiyat Tietayareh. Rav Asi points out another contradiction in my separation between the tzivui and between the actuality. What is that? Rami. K'tiva totziaretz desha. The Torah says that this is, and this is betzlat b'shabbat, on the third day of creation, it says that the earth brought forth all of this greenery. And then, in the next story, it says, v'chosia chasadet termiyah b'aretz, and this is all already after Briyat Adam, on Erev Shabbos. So it says that there was nothing green on the land. How do you explain that? This teaches us, again, in the mythical sense, it's as if they were created but stood at the entranceway, ready to sprout. The moment Adam Rishon comes, and he's mispalal, that is what makes them sprout. In the more profound sense, it means that the process that we see of Ma'aseh Bereishis, which in there was expressed in its wholeness, as if it already happened, requires the development also of consciousness in the world. And this teaches us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lelamdecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitaveh letfilatan tzad tzadikim, that everything is built around the ultimate expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire for the relationship of tefillah of those who are makir, as Rashi says, they're makir, the tevas and shagishamim. They want to become part of the functioning of a world. And that is the whole purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taiva in creation. And because of that, in point of fact, in our experience, there's no such thing as a world that functions without an Adam and without tefillah. And in fact, Nachman Bar Papa, Avada Ahi Ginta, Nachman Bar Papa had a garden, Shadeh Be Bizrani, and he planted it, and nothing grew. Velot Samach. Boy Rachame. So he was Mavakish Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atam Mitra. It started to rain. Velot Samach. Amar is, oh, Haina de Ravasi. That's the point. You can't just go and do things and expect them to work. To do things is part of your Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omrev Chanan Barova. Hashesu'a. The Torah speaks about the strange animal, the list of the various things that you're allowed to eat, which of course is this week's parasha. So, etzeh lo tochlu, mafseh parasa, hashesu'a, et hagamal, arnevet, and so on. So what is the shesu'a? השסועה בריאה בפני עצמה, שיש לו שני גבים ושני שדרות. Now, the Shesua is actually a strange creature that has two spines and two cords, spinal cords. V'chi Moshe Rabbeinu knigni haya, blistri haya. Now, what do you think? Moshe Rabbeinu is a trapper. Moshe Rabbeinu is an archer. What's he talking? How does he know about these things? Well, now, Tosa says, what do you mean? But, I mean, the Gemara says elsewhere that this is sort of a mutation, and that it comes from kosher animals. And that the Chiddush is that it's not kosher anyway. It's a lo tochlu. So maybe he just happened to see that mutation. So what do you ask? Was he an archer? What's so amazing? And Tosfos says that because it's certainly not a mutation that we ever see. So it must be that it's animals that we're not in contact with. So therefore, you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying over things that he didn't personally encounter. So this, he said that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't talking from his own experience. I love those words. Wow, knigni, blistery, weird. That's great. I got to use that. Write that down. Zil ktov knigni, blistery, bagadatech. Where you keep a record of all the various agadatas. Put it in your database. Upirshan, explain what those words mean, will you? There's another place where he said that, and that was where we came to the contradiction, the Pasuk, Chameshet Sarnei Plishtim. So the Pasuk says over there that there were five Sarnei Plishtim. And this is in Yoshua. And at least Hazatiya, Ashtodiya, Ashkronia, Gitiya, Kroni. And then at least six. And concludes with Vehavim. How do you understand that? You say five and then you list six. Omar Chamisheva Chashiv Shita. Omar Rabbi Yonatan, what it means is that Arunki Shalem Chamisha. The sense of their power and their grandeur, which was their import, their chashivut, was really only five. Oh, I love that word, said Reb Chista. He told Reb Tachlib Ravina, write down that word, arunki, I like that. Bagaratecha upirsha. I want to use that. Now, this is not Rav's pshat in the Pasuk. Rav's pshat in the Pasuk is that since the next Pasuk begins, miteman kol eretz haknani, so that pasuk miteman kol eretz haknani, he understands to be mechubar to the ha'avim, and because of that, it's really a the ha'avim miteman is what it means. That the avim became part of the plishtim, but their origins were actually in a completely different place. They joined the plishtim from Teman. So that's Rav Shkrat. I'm Rav, Avim miteman bo. Tanin amiyachi, Avim miteman bo. Lomanik reshman Avim, that's exactly why they're called Avim. Called Avim she'ivtu et mekoma. Because of the fact that they emigrated, and they wanted to join up with the plishtim, they loved that culture, they loved their gods, they wanted to be part of them. So because of that, they basically left their land shemam and destroyed their own place. Davar acher, which is also their desire to become part of the plishtim, is expressed in the word avim also. Avim means she'ivu l'alohut arbe. They weren't satisfied with their own gods, and they had to go join up with the plishtim with all of their craziness. Davar acher, avim is a lotion of terror. And that's because she'kol haro'e otam achozato avit. Anybody who sees them is seized with the avit. It's a sickness of trembling and terror. So that they were so horrific. Omer of Yosef, yeah, boy, these guys were sharks. Every one of them had 16 rows of teeth. You don't want one of these guys to bite you. Omer of Shimon Lakish. The truth is, I mean, as you've pointed out, these psukim that are contradictions that end up becoming so much part of how we're meant to understand my aspirations and so on. The truth is that there's a lot of psukim in the Torah that look like they're just junk. And, you know, sort of people who could say, we could do without that pasuk. What do we need to know that for? It's like junk DNA, you know. Throw it out because we don't know what it is. So there's lots of psukim like that, Shruhin Lisrof. But when you find out what they're about, in Gufei Torah, they come to tell you, each one of them comes to tell you important things. Look at this Avim. Once we're on the topic of the Avim. So what do you say about the Avim? It says that the Avim that were Yoshvim Bachat Seirim Ad Azah, the Kaftorim, Hayotzim, Mikaftor, Hishmin. Ishmidum, Veyeshvu Tachtam. I mean, who cares about ancient history? What the Torah is coming to be a historical document to tell us the names of the different societies that settled it. What do we care? Oh, we do care. My Nafkala Mina, we care very much. Because remember that Klal Yisrael did not have a right to attack the Plishtim because of the Shvua of Avram to Avimelech. So Mida Ashpe, Avimelech LaAvram, Avimelech made Avram swear to him, Im Tishkor Li Lanini L'Echdi. So how are you going to now attack the Plishtim? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay. So what we have over here is let the Avim, they'll join up and they'll become now part of the Plishtim. Now the Kaftorim should come out, take the country away from the Avim, who are now the representatives of the Plishtim. And now Yisrael can take it from the Kaftorim because we're not fighting Plishtim. We're fighting Kaftorim. You see exactly the same thing in the Torah. Keyotzei badavar ata omer, exactly, ki cheshbon ir sichon melech amori, v'hu nilcham v'melech moav harishon, v'yikach et kol ha'atzom miyado ad arnon. What do we need to know all of that? We need to know who fought who, and this was this guy's country, and this king came along. The Torah never pretends to be a history book. So why all of a sudden insert this piece of history? Oh, makes my nafkamina. Because Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Al Tatzeret Moav, you're not allowed to even be Mitzayir Moav. So how are you going to now conquer all of these cities? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay. Leite Sichon, Lifog Bi Moav. Let Sichon come and fight Moav and take away these cities. V'leto Yisrael v'lefko misichon. And that will become mutter for Yisrael to attack. V'ayinu diyom rev papa. Amon and Moav became tahor for Yisrael through the battles of Sichon. So you see, all of history is there as part of the Yerush of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore these psukim are central to the Sefer HaBris, which is the Sefer HaBris on Eretz Yisrael. Here's another indication. This is really a wild pasuk. Sidonim yikru lecharmon siryon. In the world is this? The pasuk is giving us over like what the names of the mountain of the Hermon are in different languages. Like, what do we care? Hemori yikru lo sneer. Well, we've got a list here of how to translate the Hermon in different languages. What is that supposed to be? Tana. Sneer v'siryon are all part of Hori Eretz Yisrael. But Malamish Kol Echad V'Echad Miyumoto Olam Halachu Banalo Krach Gadol Atzma. Every one of them built, you know, you drive through the States and you come to, you know, Jerusalem, Shiloh. I mean, it's amazing. As you're driving through these, through the hills, Palestine, all of the cities of Tanakh.
No.
Palestine. No, but... Cities of Tanakh. I told you this incredible story. We were driving through Marmish. I think it was last year or 2 years ago. We were driving through this Marmish, far from the place. And we come to... So we're driving through. We come to this town of Tsoar, Ohio. Tsoar, Ohio. I figure, my gosh, they've got Lutz in. I figured, you know, this must be the center of Arias in Ohio. You know? This foil, what a name for a town, you know. The last of the cities of Sodom. So, amazingly, a month later, Oriel is in Hungary. Right? And he's meeting all these people. It's an international school. He's meeting people from different places. You won't believe this. He says, I met somebody from Ohio. So I ask him, oh, my mother's from Ohio. Where are you from? He says, nah, a little town you never heard of it. No, it told me, maybe. He says, I'm from Tsoar. Crazy. Anyway, so look, the Umaysa Elam are in love with Eretz Yisrael, Umaysa. And they all love, they all desire Eretz Yisrael. So they build themselves cities, and they call their cities with the names of different mountains in Eretz Yisrael.
Shiloh.
Yeah, Shiloh, sure. Lots of Shilohs, Bethel. Yeah. So therefore, the Torah wants us to know You know, you call it Hermon. They built their own Hermon. That is the name they give to it. Even the mountains that you think they're not the place that you're settled, it's not where you build your homes, even the mountains of Eretz Yisrael are chavivin on all the Umas Ha'elam. Another pasuk that seems to be meaningless, Kayot Sebo, by Yosef Atzadik, it says that the Am Heviroto Le'arim, he took the people that were out on the field and he moved them into cities during the period of the hunger. What do we care what his policies were in them? My nafkamina. You see the incredible concern that he had that when his brothers would come, that they should not be looked at as gerim. All the country will be like gerim. So take a look. Here is someone who you think knew Mimela. I can be nice to them, but I don't have to change the whole country that they should feel comfortable. His whole focus was to do things in such a way that would make the yeshiva, the other Shiftei Yisrael, comfortable when they would arrive. Omar le kesel Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, be'ina de'ichzel elohechu. Omar le lo matzita chazita. Omar le hivra, chazina le. Azul luk min ha'diyunim betkuf astamus. Omar le istako be, omar le lo matzina. No way, buddy. What? Why not? Nothing is too difficult for Caesar. Ivra. Okay. Poke tzavit lagita de ravita. De ravicha alma. Torach shita yarchi kaita. It's enormous suda to zika kajiliyama. Torah shita yachdesito atamitra tavi biyoma. Amalei my high. Amalei oh that's the kedusha and the zilukhoid atukamoi. Amalei oh forget it. Yachil matzina. Amalei bat kesel Rabbi Shimon Hananya loecha nagro dechtiva mekareba mayim al yotav. Amalei the navid lechad masterita. Amar he says to absolutely lechay. Bo rachme alav inga otve b'shuket arumi. V'yava la masterita daviniga to call the minga baromi yava la masterita v'yativ v'shuka v'satri dolali ki ech delich zein shelavoy rach biyonle yuma chada v'kachol ifata havet yatva v'satri dolali b'shuka deromai omala oh shapirta masterita diyava lechelai omala please emale laech lishka madiyavli omala oh no our God the only gives mishka lo shakya om reviuda shor kar satanu par satan. Rav Reishi v'Rav Genufte v'chilufa b'chamer. L'man afkabino v'eka chumemka. V'omer v'yud ashor shikriv adam rishon keren achat haitalo b'mitzcho shirama v'atetiv l'ashem mishorpar makrin mafriz. Makrin? Tarte mashba. Omer v'nachman, but the k'tiv is makrin. V'omer Rav Yoshua shor shikriv adam rishon karnav kodumot parsotav shirama v'atetiv l'ashem mishorpar makrin mafriz. Makrin b'reisha v'odam mafriz. Messiah Leil Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Koma Severeshit, Bekoma Tam Nivru, Beda Tam Nivru, Betsivio Tam Nivru, Shema Vaichlua, Shabbat, Hort of Chotzvaam, Alti Kritzvaam, Elet Sivio Nam, Dorish Rabbanina Bar Papa, Yichavod Hashem Li Olam, Yismach Hashem Bemasaf, Pasuk Ze Sarah Olam Omro, Bishasha Omara Kadosh Baruch Hu Lemineu, Ilanot, Pasuk Tishayim Kavachomer Batzma. אם רצונו של הקדוש ברוך הוא ברבוביה, למה אמר למיניהו באילנות? ועוד קו החומר, ומה אילנות שאין דרכן לצאת ברבוביה, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למיניהו, אנו על אחת כמה וכמה, מיד כל אחד ואחד יצא למינו. פותח שר העולם לא אמר, יהי כבוד השם מעולם, ישמח השם במעשה. בואי רבינה, הרכי שני דשאים זה אגבי זה. לרבי חנינא בר פופא מהו? Do we say giving Elkata Bulamineo Lomachayim? Or do not give the Iskimi Dayu Kamandekti Bulamineo Damia? Take. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi Romi, Chtiva Yasel Mishneemi Orota Gidolim, Chtiva Tamora Gadova Tamora Katan? Must be. That Omer Yoreach, if Niagados Borhuri Banoshil Olam, if Charles Shlema Lachim Shishtam Shubiketer Had, Omala, well, you're right. Lachiumi Atieta Zvech, Rana Frim Banoshil Olam. Hoyo Matil Fanecha Davara Gun. Elech v'amit et atzmi. Amarla, it's okay, lechi meshol biyom v'layel. Amalei mayra vute, t'shraga b'tira, mayahani. Amalei zil, limnu bach yisroa yomim v'shanim. Amalei yumanami, yev shalomone beit kufata, t'chtivu hayula toto l'mahadim v'yomim v'shanim. Zil, likrut tzadiki b'shmech, Yaakov ha-katan, Shmuel ha-katan, David ha-katan. Chasid, lo kamiyat v'dayte. Amar ha-kadosh baruch hu, נו, הביאו כפרה עליי שמיד תתאי הריח. והיינו נאמר בשמן לוקש, מה נשתן עשר שלוש חודש? שנאמר בו, סיר להשם, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, סיר זה כפרה עליי שמיד תתאי הריח. רבי סירומי, כתיב התוצא אורץ דשא בתלת בשבת, וכתיב וכל שיח השדה תרם יהיה באורץ במעלה שבת. מלמד שיצאו דשאים ועמדו הפתח קרקע, עד שבאדם הראשון ביקשו עם רחמים, ויורדו גשומים וצומחו ללמדך שהקדוש ברוך הוא מתווה לתפילתון של צדיקים. מנח ברפופה, הווה לו יהי גינתה, שדה בי בזרני ולא צומח. בואי רחמי את המיטרה וצומח, אמר היינו דרב עזי. אומר לבחנה ברובה שסרו הבריאה בפני עצמה היא שיש לה שני גבים ושני שירות. וכי משה רבינו קניגני היה, או בליסטרי היה, מכאן תשובה לומר אין תורה מן השמיים. אומר לי רב חיסר רב תחליף, I love that, זיר כתיב קניגני ובליסטרי בהגדתך ופירשה. We also had חמשת צרני פלישתים, עזתי, אשדודי, אשקלוני, הגיטי, עקרוני ואבים. פעמים זה חמישה, and then you list שישה. אומר רב יונתן, ארנוקי להם חמישה. אומר לי רב חיסר רב תחליף, I love that word, כתוב ארנוקי בהגדתך ופירשה. Now, this approach, though, to the Avim is Pligid Rav. The Amarab, Avim is Mechuber to the next Pasuk, which is Miteman, where it goes on Kol Eretz HaKanani. That includes the Avim. And that's their name. Lamanik Rishmu Avim, Sheiftud Mikoma. Dovracher Avim, Sheivula Lutarbe. Dovracher Avim, Shkalor Eota Machzoto Yivit. Omrev Yosef, Itu Shitzrek, Tari Shiri, the Kochad Vachad. Cham, cham. Omrev Shimon Lokish. הרבה מקרות שרואים לשרוף פיינים גופי תורה. ואבים, אבי יושבים בחצירים עד אז, מה נפקלון מינה? מתעש באבי מלך לאברהם, אם תשקור לי לניני ונכדי, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, לייטו כפתורים, ליפקו מאבים, who are now פלישתים, and now לייטו ישראל, ליפקו מכפתורים, כרצי בדבר התומר, כי חשבון יר סיכון מלך המורי, והוא נלחם במלך מואב, מה נפקה מינה? אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא ישראל, אל תעצר את מואב. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, ליתו שיחון לפק ממואב, ליתו ישראל ולפקו בשיחון. ואני אומר רב פאפה, עמון ומואב תיארו בשיחון. צידונים יקראו לחרמון סיריון, תנא, סדיר וסיריון מאור ארץ ישראל. מלם שכל אחד ויחד מימות העולם הלך ובנה לו כרך גדול לעצמו, ועלה לו השם אור ארץ ישראל. ללמד לך שאפילו הורי ארץ ישראל חביבים על אומות העולם כיוצא בו. ביוסף, את העם העביר אותו להורים, מי נפקמינה? דליקר לך אבגל, ואתה.